Story 37, How Neighborhood Houses Create Social Fabric.
So from about 2006 to 2016, I was on the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood Community Board, and was actually a treasurer of that board for, I think, a couple years before I became chairperson of the board for approximately 8 or 9 years or so. So my connection, I did used to actually live in a neighborhood here, not that far. And I actually met Jocelyn personally. She had come down to where I work and to ask me if I was interested in volunteering for the Mount Pleasant Community Board. So my connection is directly with Jocelyn, and actually I'm not saying we grew up together, because she was absolutely the person that brought me on board by it. But I, from the minute I met Jocelyn and I started working or volunteering for the community board, I just saw the energy in the house, and you could really see, you know, how people work well together, how it's a real place that people come together. I wasn't familiar with neighborhood houses prior to that at all, so just being new in the whole nonprofit kind of community association, it blew me away about how much these neighborhood houses do actually bring a social fabric and bring different people from different walks of life in. So I being involved from 2006 to 2016, I just resigned last year just because I moved downtown and I live downtown, and my business and my work is downtown as well too. So but really, I guess for me, my involvement has been primarily on the community board. It's been helping to help set strategic priorities for the neighborhood house itself. To obviously help to kind of set priorities of where we want to go with the neighborhood house and what we want to see. I guess from that, of course, to get involved in more of the more specific things from there too. So, but that's sort of my beginning part.